I'm talking today with Rami Batarsi, who is working on an interesting conversion of a real estate project on River Road. It was a former poultry plant, been standing vacant for a while, and you've got the vision to turn it into something radically different. What's it going to be?
I'm trying to make it into something that fits the community, something that fits Sonoma County, some sort of an art depot or gallery and anything to do with art.
How did you get the idea for a space like that, an industrial space with a long history of doing poultry processing, which is a long way away from art projects? How did you get from there to here?
Actually, it evolved into that. I don't know if you've seen the property before I bought it, but it was an eyesore. Nobody wanted to look at it. So I went in and I just start cleaning and people start dropping by and I start hearing what people are saying. And I realized that there's a beauty in that property that I didn't see, and a lot of people from the community saw, and I just kept listening to them and I evolved into this.
So you bought it without really knowing what you're going to do with
Absolutely nothing.
Why? Why would you get it without a plan?
Well, as a creative real estate investor, I saw something beyond what it looked at the point. I just was intrigued by the building itself.
So potential, but yet to be defined.
Yes.
As it's emerging, what's going to appear there first?
It is evolving as you see it. Right now it's starting to look better. People are attracted to it, and I am getting a lot of interest as far as tenants. And again, they all seem to be within the same category, which is art, wine, things that are creative of nature.
Art, wine, and Sonoma County. Who knew? How much did you have to gut what was there? Is it just a case of taking away everything and just leaving the shell and then rebuilding something inside that?
Or? No, actually, we kept pretty much everything in it as is, but there was a lot of junk, a lot of loose metal, a lot of loose material. We just kept cutting and cutting. I removed about 50, 40 yards debris boxes in junk. Luckily, there's quite a bit of those were metal boxes that we got some money back from recycling.
Moving forward, when does the world at large get a chance to see what is happening there?
We just got the power up and running, we updated all the electrical. So right now we will have more lights and it is more accepting to people coming in. So within the next few months, I see that tenants and people are going to be able to see what's transpired.
Well, Rami, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us today on The Exchange, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.